Okay, this is the fourth and last newsletter. This one was back in May of 2002. And I started out by this thing, the title was called Waking Up. When you wake up in the morning, you go from a deeply disconnected state to one in which you are aware. Information floods in through your senses and your mind becomes active. The difference between being unconscious and conscious is actually quite dramatic. Unconscious isn't even black or empty, it's just nothing at all. And being conscious is being lit up internally. What is this awareness? That's a question well worth asking because it's at the heart of being alive. And the more you understand about the nature of awareness, the less likely you are to be fooled by illusions, of which there are very many. You know that you can be aware of a million different things at one time or another, but almost all of those things have come and gone. What is the awareness that these events come into? That's the thing that is the common denominator of all conscious experience. And so the question is can you right now directly experience being conscious? It's not strange. It's the most familiar thing you've got. There's nothing more intimate. The basic thing that makes being conscious different from being unconscious is what they call essence of mind. When we detach awareness from what it is aware of and be aware of awareness itself, we're being open to this essence. You must be very clear and present to catch it without confusing it with perceptions. This is not an intellectual exercise. Having thoughts just kind of clouds the picture. It's a question of whether you can see the mirror itself without seeing your face reflected in it. Can you right now grasp this primordial awareness? It's not something alien, it's the awareness you have right now. It's ordinary awareness. It's not too hard to pull your attention off external objects and begin to experience awareness itself. This we've proven with these dyads. For most people, it takes less than an hour to get it going. And when we do this, though, there's our usually subtle images that we're still using to represent awareness to our thinking mind. This is kind of the last stuff to go. Like we can see a luminous field or have certain feelings, that sort of thing. Letting these perceptions go isn't very easy for most people. Your mind has to be really steady and focused and relaxed. And it's good to not be trying to communicate anything to anyone right then, because if you do, you start conceptualizing things and that just gets in the way. When you dissolve these subtle perceptions, you contact something quite empty, something real, exquisitely simple, but very amazing. It's something incredibly close to you. From that place, it's easy to see what gets added on to the clear field of awareness through perceptions, thinking, and feeling. And that's what the Dogzen practice is all about. You can always see what's being added on to the clear field of awareness, like as a contrast, because you're perceiving, thinking, and feeling. And that sort of wisdom eye, or whatever it is, occurs when you're in that emptiness, maintaining, you know, a real deep clarity, presence, and emptiness from being directly connected to this primordially pure awareness that you get from being aware of your awareness and letting what it's connected to fall away. You know, when you perfect the view, it's like then everything that you experience seems to be in contrast to that, and it makes everything kind of vivid and obvious. You can see your reactions, the kind of cascade through your nervous system as they occur in your body and mind. And it's like seeing a play in a way. You can see the plot and the characters and the meaning, but it doesn't have that same deep quality of reality that it has when you're completely sucked into it and thinking that the thing you're into is real. It doesn't seem as real as it used to be. Naked awareness shines forth on the field of awareness in which all this energy of life plays itself out and dances. But the naked awareness and the field of awareness aren't really separate. Individual naked awareness is kind of dissolves into the field of awareness. And when that happens, you're kind of in this very amazing place of being like a perfect dance partner with life. You're kind of at one with the law of cause and effect. And all this constant ingression of novelty that's arising unimpeded and formed into the field of awareness just unfolds fully in your experience and is allowed to move on its own, and so that everything liberates itself as it just kind of continues on wherever it was going. So we did a session of a whole day session, April 20, 2002, where we got together at 8 o'clock in the morning. We started dyads at I had a talk 8:30 to 9, and at 9 o'clock we had a dyad. We had 10-minute breaks or a 15-minute break with a snack. We had 3 dyads in the morning, and then a sitting contemplation and lunch, and then a short talk. I kept the talk to a minimum, like 15 minutes, because it was all experiential. And then 3 more dyads with nice breaks in between, and we were over by 4 o'clock or so. And it was very interesting to see what happened to the people. We used the same basic dyads of just being aware of awareness. Some people really got off on awareness of another. But it became very simple, and pretty soon the structure of the dyad seemed a little superfluous. We could just be aware of awareness and supporting each other for 5 minutes doing that with commenting at will. Well, we did kind of honor the dyad formalism in the sense that one's an active and one is a receptive partner, but otherwise it was very informal. And they could talk about anything they wanted during the breaks, and, but they were always encouraged to see if they could maintain awareness of awareness. After lunch, there was a kind of change of tone. People seemed tired. Maybe we ate too much, but I think also people encountered some resistance, and it seemed like the reason that they felt tired was they were trying to achieve a state, and it was just kind of an exhausting state of trying to be high all the time. So I mentioned that it was probably better for them to let go of the high and just become aware of ordinary awareness and do it kind of lightly and relaxed. And shortly after that, people did relax into it, and it seemed like it got better after that, and people weren't as tired from doing it. Like in Bonn, they talk about, and in the old Nyingma Buddhist teachings, they talk about allowing the mind to go to its natural state. And I wanted to kind of encourage that, to be realizing ordinary awareness, not some higher altered state. I think the real miracle of this lies in ordinary awareness, not in any high states. Anyway, we were done by 4, and we sat around and talked afterwards, and I think everybody just got a tremendous benefit from it. People reported that they felt steadier and more settled in their day-to-day life, not as scattered. Some people had clearly an increase of ability to be aware of their awareness during the day, and they found that they seemed less tied to issues and problems in their life. They could kind of visualize them as things that were just occurring within the field of consciousness rather than gripping them in the way that they used to. So it actually made their lives seem easier and simpler. I guess time will tell if people can continue this and profit from it. So that's all. That's the last of the newsletters. So long.